Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. I want to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jenny Allman, 896-2013. Also, our sponsors, Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air, Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall. And now here with the starting lineups for tonight's championship game of District 7 AAA is Brian Barrett. Brian?
All right, John, here we go for the Oakland Lady Patriots coming in 24-4 on the year. They are ranked number 9 in the state of Tennessee. Jennifer Grandstaff, the head coach. Number 23, Caitlin Oliver, 5'8", senior forward, Oliver. Emily Eubank, number 10, 5'9", senior guard, Eubank. Number 3, Kiera House, 8, senior forward, House. Number 42, Shelby Gibson, 6'2", sophomore post, Gibson. And double zero, Ansley Eubank, 5'7", sophomore guard, Eubank. Oakland defeated Riverdale 58-55 in the second or semifinal night to move into the championship game. For the Blackman Lady Blaze, on the year 26-1, ranked number 1 in the state and 1 in the country. Number 32, Crystal Dangerfield, 5'5", sophomore guard, Dangerfield. Number 11, Micah Norris, 5'10", senior guard, Norris. Number 34, Alex Johnson, 6', junior forward, Johnson. Number 24, Jazz Bond, 5'10", junior guard, Bond. And number 22, Tennessee commitment, Mimi Jackson, 5'10", junior guard, Jackson. Failed to mention Crystal Dangerfield, a Miss Basketball nominee. Dangerfield, Norris, Johnson, Bond, and Jackson, the lineup for Chad Hibden's Blackman Lady Blaze. For Oakland, Oliver, Eubank, House, and Gibson. And we're about ready to get it underway here in the district championship game.
Brian, I'd like to throw a nice compliment out here before we start this game to you for the scheduling of our broadcast schedule this year. Every game, we've seen every team at least twice on the schedule. That doesn't even include district tournament play. So my congrats to you, my man, for a job well done.
Wow, I was not expecting that. That's like winning an Emmy or
really
an Oscar.
Is. Really is, and I don't even like you.
I know. Ball tipped and controlled by the Lady Blaze. They are the home team on the scoreboard in the home whites with some orange and navy trim. All navy with some red and white for the Oakland girls. Mimi Jackson, top of the key for three, a little long. Rebound, Caitlin Oliver has it for the Lady Patriots. Down the far sideline, they're moving right to left. Ball on the floor, and it's going to be tied up or a timeout. What is it? It's going to be jump ball, Oakland's basketball on the alternate possession arrow. And our Jay Mullins jewelry time of the tip, 7:50, running a little behind tonight. That first game took a while. Ball stolen away. Turnover Oakland and Dangerfield with a little snowbird on the other end. Dangerfield breaks the ice here and puts the Lady Blaze on the scoreboard first. Emily Eubank between the rings. Takes it there to the right side. Directing traffic, Gibson pops out. Over left wing to Ansley. Ansley looks in, cutting through House, doesn't get it to her. Over to Emily, right wing. They're going to be Emily and Ansley here tonight. Caitlin Oliver, top of the key, over to House. House, cross-court pass, dangerous and stolen away by Jackson. Jackson's going to have a layup. So that's 4 points off of turnovers, and they've only got two.
Yeah, Oakland cannot afford this. They've got to move the basketball and get some shots off.
Ansley over to Emily. Again, they're moving right to left as we see it. Emily calling the play. Sending House and Ansley to opposite sides of the floor. Oliver now right wing. Deep out there is House. And there's going to be a foul off the screen called on Blackman. And I think it's Mimi Jackson. It is. First foul of the game.
It's a foul trying to get away, trying to get across from a screen that was being set for.
House has it right wing to Ansley Eubank, top of the key. Bounce pass back over to House in double team trouble. Gets it to Emily Eubank. Top of the key, now to House. Slashing through to the right block. Puts up a shot. It's partially blocked by Bond. Here come the Lady Blaze. Norris up the floor to Dangerfield. She stops. She pops. It's in there. Crystal Dangerfield with the first bank three. It's 7-0 Blackman in a timeout. As Blackman is off to a fast start, timeout on the floor gives us a time to talk about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company.
Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. And our game tonight brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210.
John Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Shelbyville is up 20-5 over Columbia after a quarter of play. If that holds true, that is a huge upset. Still working
hard
on,
to believe.
Still working on who won that consolation game. If somebody knows, send us a tweet at WGNS Sports. Ansley to House. Oakland needs a basket in the worst way. In the lane, they get it from Kiara House.
That was a very nice move by Kiara House. It went up strong, wasn't worried about getting it blocked.
Left side, they feed down low to Johnson. Great pass from Mimi Jackson, and Johnson is going to be hacked. She's going to be fouled, and she is going to the free throw line here. It would be the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line.
Ansley Eubank with the foul, and they had her double teamed when she went down to get the ball.
First toss is good by Alex Johnson. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air, 890-1311.
Excellent free throw shooter is Alex Johnson.
She just nailed two of them right there. Blackman back up by seven. Long pass up to Ansley. She has it right side. Now brings it between the circles to Emily Eubank for three. It's good. She let it rip from the left wing and nailed it. Big basket for Emily Eubank. 9-5 Blackman. 5:07 to go in the first.
They survived that run by Blackman.
Now Jackson's going to be fouled from behind. Oliver with her first foul. It'll be out of bounds here on the side court. Norris to toss it in and does so to Mimi Jackson. Jackson between the rings, tries to take it right, now pulls up for the long two. It's off the front of the rim. A little short rebound, Oliver has it. Oliver, the outlet pass to Emily. Left wing. Eubank looking around, finds Gibson. Gibson over to House, right wing. Ansley pops out, top of the key. Now over to Emily for another three from the left side. This one's short. Oliver with the rebound, cuts to the basket, gets it, and there is a foul.
Good as a pass.
She will head to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line for the plus one. Shot it, missed it. Rebound, it's on the floor, lost out of bounds by Oakland. Length of the floor to go for the Lady Blaze. Jazz Bond, the inbound to Crystal Dangerfield. Bounce pass back over to Bond. Left side, Jackson, deeper in the corner, Johnson. Johnson going baseline after a nice move over Gibson. Pulls up from about eight and cans it.
Well, I've not seen her do that move. A little crossover dribble and a little jumper. And, boy, she gets that perfected. That's just another part of her game. It's going to be deadly.
11-7, Blackman up. House, left wing. They whip it around outside. Emily Eubank to House. Foul line. Floater. High-low action. Gets it to Gibson. High off the glass. It's good.
Kira House making something happen. Feeding it down low to Gibson.
Two-point Blackman lead. Dangerfield fakes left, goes right. Fadeaway jumper missed. Rebound. Bond had it. Tipped out. Norris to Mimi Jackson. Out of control in the lane. Pass to Bond. Foul line or baseline jumper. No good, but offside rebound and put back by Mimi Jackson. And we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. 13-9. Blackman up with 3:36 to go in the first.
Come on down to Toots Good Food and Fun and try some of our delicious buffalo wings. We introduced wings to Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee back in 1985. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Come try any of our wing flavors, any of our delicious sauces. You can even purchase the sauces here at Toots on Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and our location on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, or at Junior's Foodland on Main Street.
Good food and fun!
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Business owners could call the 800 number and get the same channels, but
they know that if something happens, we're going to be there immediately. If you got a sports bar, 50 TVs going, and it's a Saturday afternoon and something goes down, you can't wait till Tuesday to get it fixed. It's got to be fixed right then.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Oakland basketball. House goes baseline, misses the shot. Rebound tipped out. Jackson with those long arms, one-on-one. Goes up with the left hand. She's going to be fouled. She faked right and went left. Drew the foul from Emily Eubank and is going to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line. Boy, she is so athletic. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air works hard to offer you the highest quality products and services at competitive prices, 890-1311.
Well, Mimi Jackson can do a lot of things for you, and not just score, but defensively in those long arms of hers, and got great speed.
Second toss, a little short. Hit the first one, missed the second one. K.K. Williams in for Blackman with the rebound, but tipped it out. Oakland has it down the floor. Gibson misses the toss-up. It goes out of bounds and should be Oakland ball, last touched by Blackman.
Nice move by Gibson, just couldn't get it to fall.
Oliver looking to toss in. Does so and threw it away. Dangerfield drives around Eubank, missed the shot though. Rebound put back, won't fall for Angel Allen. I believe that was actually Williams.
It was Allen, Brian.
Yes, it is. She's in there too. Left side, Oliver drives, cuts to the basket from the left block. Blocked by Johnson. And Blackman slowing the tempo down a little bit as Coach Chad Hibden calls the play. Going into the left corner. No, it's a three attempt by Bond. Missed it. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson goes up, fadeaway style. No good. Rebound. Double zero. Ansley Eubank pulls it in. She corrals it and is down the floor. 14-9, Blackman. Timeout seemed to cool him off a little bit here. Emily Eubank backs it back out. High post, down to low post. Oliver, great pass from Gibson, and Oliver finishes it off. 4 points for Oliver, and it's a three-point ball game. Dangerfield stops from the left side. Pops just inside the three-point arc. It is no good. Rebound, Oliver has it. To the foul line, dumps it out. Three attempt by Emily Eubank, no good. Emily got her own rebound. Oliver outside the house, tries to burn it low. Mistimed that jump down to Gibson. Five turnovers for Oakland. Back in are Norris and Jackson for the Lady Blaze. Lady Blaze last won this district championship game in 2011. They were in it last year, but lost to Riverdale. Oakland lost the championship game in 2012 to Riverdale. Left side, it's Dangerfield with it. In the corner, left side, Jackson. She's going to be hand-checked by Gibson.
Well, they switched off there, and that's a really bad mismatch for Jackson against Gibson.
Fourth team foul. It'll be out of bounds. 108 to go in the first quarter. Lob inside from Williams to Jackson. Outside, way downtown Dangerfield. It's no good. Rebound. Coming away with it is Emily Eubank. Down to Ansley. Little sis in the lane. Got it to fall. And there is a foul.
Well, right now, I think Blackman's not taking very good shots. I mean, they're going down the court and rushing. Not working the ball around. Oakland, on the other hand, pounding it down low. Pounding it and keep pounding it. Cut it to one.
Mia Greatrix, sophomore post in for the Lady Blaze. The plus one by Ansley is good from the Prentice also feeding and air free throw line. And we're tied at 14. Deep left corner, Micah Norris. Norris to Johnson. Back out here to Jackson. Way out here on the right side with 40 seconds. Don't know if they'll hold for one or not. I doubt it. Cutting through. Dangerfield in the lane. Floater won't go. Tip the rebound, but into the hands of Ansley Eubank. Down the floor, House in the corner. Oliver, can Oakland take the lead? No. Missed the shot. Off of the fingertips of Gibson. Saved in bounds. Ansley Eubank has it. Eubank from the left wing. Back out to Oliver with 17 seconds. Oakland calls the play. Emily Eubank has it now between the rings. Trying to rub off a double screen to Oliver. Outside. House for three. No good. Rebound. Blackman's got time. Norris with five, with four. Norris at midcourt with three. Passes up to Jackson for three. Bottom! Banked it in at the horn. Mimi Jackson with the first bank three. Your first half is in the books in the championship game. Blackman 17, Oakland 14. As you listen to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Championships.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
A large part of what we do is handle insurance claims.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
We have an in-house licensed adjuster, and we work closely with your insurance company to help ensure all damaged items are accounted and properly paid for before any repairs begin.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Mimi Jackson shot at the buzzer. Counts as two. Her foot on the line. 16-14 Blackman. They have the ball. Johnson drives. Gets in the lane. From the left block. Gets the basket. Alex Johnson with six. 18-14. Action-packed first quarter. And only seven fouls between the two teams. First game had a ton. Emily Eubank has it now, left way out here in front court. Gibson pops out to help, right side to House now. House passes back to Emily. Emily looking inside for Gibson, can't get it to her. Oliver for three. It's no good. Rebound. Blackman has it. On the run. Jackson, the long pass up to Micah Norris. Couldn't run down that ball. Jackson threw a bullet. Second turnover for the Lady Blaze. Maybe playing a little too amped up here. District championship and the number one seed in the region tournament on the line. Ansley in the deep right corner to Gibson. Muscles her way to the basket, but they say she traveled on the way. Took an extra step amongst a very, very tight double team.
Alex Johnson kept her hands up, so did Jazz Bond, forced the turnover.
18-14, your score. Dangerfield uses a pick. It's going to be a moving pick, and Johnson's going to get tagged with the foul. They've been pretty consistent with that. Her first foul, fourth team foul. Oakland's basketball, trailing by four. Oliver, left wing to House. Brings it back to the center. Gives it to Oliver at the foul line. She takes it to the left side. Bounce pass feed into Gibson. Missed it. Rebound put back. House got it again and put it in the hole. Boy, what a battler there, Kira House. Two-point lead, Blackman. They have the ball. Norris in the deep left corner, turns, spins. They say she traveled. Great crowd here, by the way, for both Blackman and Oakland. Good student sections. Nobody from the first games left
right,
either.
Exactly right.
Two state-ranked teams, number one Blackman and number nine Oakland. Try the feed inside, and it is stolen away. Does Emily Eubank. Now Norris lost the ball, crossing over midcourt. Emily Eubank with a nice spin move in the backcourt. Behind the back dribble now at the left wing to Gibson. Down low, House cuts through off the left block. Partially blocked, I think. Rebound, Angel Allen has it for the Blaze. In a tight double team, passes over to Norris. Norris the lob, threw it away. House is there to the foul line. Dumps it low, Oliver got the basket. And there is a foul.
Well, Oakland is playing with reckless abandon. I'm telling you, just as they did against Riverdale, they've come out with the same intensity and just keep pounding it down low. They look every time down low.
Caitlin Oliver has a chance to give Oakland the first lead of the game from the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line. They have combined products with highly trained technicians to give you the finest quality systems. Oliver hits the plus one. Oakland 19, Blackman 18 with 5:22 to go in the first half. Jazz Bond, they get it to Johnson. Johnson baseline jumper from six is good. She did it on the right side this time. Alex Johnson with eight. Down low, Kiera House flips it back out to Ansley. Ansley back to House. The lob inside to Gibson. Turn spins, blocked. They're going to call a jump ball. It's Oakland's basketball. A break, there was no foul. And a jump ball is the call.
Boy, Alex Johnson, I've got to give her credit. She's really playing some defense down low. They've gone to Gibson about four consecutive times.
Oliver looks to lob it in and does to Emily. Eubank takes it to the right side. Still way out front. To House, left wing. Back to Emily. Top of the key. Emily over to Caitlin Oliver. Gibson pops out, top of the key now, right side, Ansley. Back to Gibson, 4:40 to go. Blackman by one. House burns it down low to Ansley. Eubank has to flip it back out. Oliver for the long two off the side of the rim. Rebound, Mimi Jackson had it, tipped out to Oliver. Oliver in trouble, stolen away. Turnover and now reach-in foul called on Kiera House. It'll be out of bounds, only the fifth turnover. Shelbyville 28, Columbia 19 at the half. 28-19 at the half. The score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. That's in the championship game of 8AAA.
How they held Columbia to 19 first half points.
I know. I bet that's some tape that our teams want to see. Mimi Jackson from the top of the key, letting it fly for the first bank three. 10 points for Jackson.
She was at an area where you don't even guard them.
No, you just say, okay, tip your cap. Oliver has it to Gibson around the horn, left wing. They get it to Emily Eubank. Kiera House now has it right side. They whip it around the horn again. Oliver left wing. Emily Eubank, foul line. Misses the shot. Rebound. Norris has it. Norris to Angel Allen. Long pass up. Finds Mimi Jackson. Burns it in the corner. Dangerfield. She's dangerous from there. Missed it. Rebound. Shelby Gibson. Gibson, the pass up the floor to Oliver. Now to House. 23-19. Gibson from the top of the key. No good. Not a shot Jennifer Grandstaff wanted there, I wouldn't think. Norris drives, goes coast to coast, and lays it in the hole. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 25-19, Blackman up, 3:06 to go here in the first half. And it is a one-minute break for us. We'll be right back.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management, from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Dean Mrs.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland's basketball trailing 25-19 with 2:50 to go. Got a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update for you. Lincoln County defeated Franklin County 52-42 to take third place in the AAA tournament. Oakland's turned the ball over. Jazz Bond lobs it up the floor to Norris, cutting through. Angel Allen from the right side for the toss in. Blackman on a run here now, 27-19. Oakland took a 19-17 lead, so it's a 10-0 run. Emily Eubank out top of the key. Oakland needs a basket if you're a Lady Patriot fan. Oliver misses this one from the right elbow. Norris down the floor. Norris brings it down to the right side. And the whistle was Coach Chad Hibden calling the play, trying to slow the action down a little bit. It's Dangerfield who takes it left side. She pulls up. She nails the little two from the left side. Crystal Dangerfield in the open floor. She is as dangerous as anyone, John.
Well, she certainly is, and she can just stop and go, and that pull-up jumper is as good as anybody's, and I'd say she and Middleton have it nailed down on that jump shot.
Blackman's lead is 10 now. Oliver dumping it low. It's turned over. Dangerfield behind the back, lost control of it, flipped it up there. Had she not lost control, she'd have had a better shot. Now, jump ball. And Bond just does tie it up. It's going to be Blackman's basketball. Oakland has brought in Aaliyah Patterson, the sophomore, into the lineup here. It'll be Williams for Blackman to inbound. She makes the long lob in, gets it to Dangerfield. Dangerfield pulls up for three. It is no good. Rebound, Bond saves it, flips it back out. Dangerfield, right side to Jackson. Stutter steps, glides in there. No, gets off the pass to Johnson for two. Alex Johnson in double figures with 10. Jackson with 10. It's 31-19, Lady Blaze. 1 minute to go in the first half. Kiera House, right wing. Top of the key to Oliver. Now Emily Eubank. Oakland needs it. In and out. Rebound. Bond has it. Bond to Dangerfield. Long pass up, thrown away, saved by Jackson somehow. Williams to foul line. It's Bond for two. Jazz Bond, her first basket.
This game's getting away from Oakland quickly.
Remember, it was 19-17. Now it's 33-19. 22 seconds. Oakland desperately needs a basket here. Bounce pass right side to Kiera House with 15 seconds to Ansley, to Emily for three. It is no good. Rebound, Johnson has it. Johnson with seven, with six. Up to Dangerfield, to Jackson. Great pass over to Jazz Bond for the lay-in, and there's your horn. What a finish here to the first half for the Lady Blaze, who take a 35-19 lead into the locker room here at the half. 20, make that 35-19. 35-19, Lady Blaze up on the Lady Pats. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll have stats for you here at the half and much more. Stats brought to you by Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air, coming up when we return.
Hey, Grandpa, we got this large pizza for $5.
Well, paint me blue and call me babe. I'm serious.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a three-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
Here in Murfreesboro, Little Caesars is on Memorial by Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard near Walmart, and on Franklin Road by the Mavco.
Pizza, pizza.
Hi, I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but do you know there are serious issues with a will? There is a better alternative. Call me at 200-0553 for a free consultation. We have evening and weekend hours. Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
Estate auctions in Woodbury selling subject to court approval. Auctions will be on Saturday, February 22nd. The auctions will begin at 10 a.m. on McFerrin Street and then at 11 at 818 McCrary Street, 1130 925 McCrary Street. See pictures online of these Woodbury auctions Saturday, February 22nd at BobParksAuction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has more than 20 specialties and over 65 physicians ready to assist you and your family on your health destination point. The dermatology department at MMC offers screenings, diagnosis, and treatment for skin diseases and related disorders. We strive to help you look and feel your best while educating you on your skin care needs and sun safety. For more information, contact Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, your journey to good health.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Trey Hilton. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs. 895-0500.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Brancher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Don't forget to visit Jones Car Wash. It's all that had this rain that we've had in the past, 24 hours. They're near, right across from O'Charlie's, proud to support Rutherford County Athletics. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, Foam Wax, Tire Shine, Underbody Wash, and Air Freshener, which requires no extra time. Better service, better wash, right price. Why don't you give the Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car there on Memorial across from O'Charlie's. Our stats tonight in this halftime with Blackman leading 35-19. And if my stats are correct, they hit 7-9 shots in the second quarter to go out to this 35-19 lead. Team stats look like this. 12 rebounds for Oakland, 14 for Blackman. Oakland shot 8 of 25, 32%, one First Bank 3. They hit 2 of 12 shots in the second quarter. So just contrasting problems here or benefits to Blackman. 15 of 24 shooting for them, 63%. They had 2 First Bank 3s. Oakland 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 50%. Blackman 3 of 4 for 75%. Oakland had 10 turnovers. Blackman had 5. Individual scoring goes like this. Crystal Dangerfield has 7. Micah Norris with 2. Alex Johnson with 10. Jazz Bond has 4. Mimi Jackson with 10. And Angel Allen with 2. For Oakland, Kaylin Oliver has 7. Emily Eubank with a First Bank 3. Kira House has 4. Shelby Gibson with 2. Angela Eubank has three. Those stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Oakland trailed 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, and Blackman had a tremendous second quarter and went on a 10-0 run, actually a 12-0 run, to wind up leading here at halftime by a score of 35-19. In our first contest tonight, the Riverdale Warriors had no trouble with the Smyrna Bulldogs, winning 93-75. They were led by Alexa Middleton with 30 points. Shelby Davenport had 17. Deja Jones had 15. Pendergrass with 23. Smyrna was led by Allie Bolton with 19 and Tyra Hughes with 14. 35-19 our score. Coming up, we will have more of the second half for you. Brian Berry call for you. I want to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Brancher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. And that's going to do it here for our halftime report. And we will continue with the second half of action coming up from State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. It's the girls' championship. Tomorrow is boys. Stay with us.
We've always trusted Roscoe Brown for all our heating and cooling and energy-efficient Carrier products. But when we had a plumbing problem, I was so glad I could call them too. Not only did their experienced service staff make a fast emergency repair, they were prompt, courteous, and affordable. Roscoe Brown does it all. Commercial, residential, repairs, and installation. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands, just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr.,
we have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
If you haven't tried Toots Fried Dill Pickles, it's a must. You gotta come down and get some. We introduced fried pickles way back in 1985. It's the same recipe for the past 30 years. There's nothing like Toots Fried Dill Pickle Chips. Here in Rutherford County, we have three Toots Good Food and Fun locations. The original on Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, another Toots location on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and our location on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun!
Hi, I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There is a better alternative. Call me at 200-0553 for a free consultation. We have evening and weekend hours. Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
Second half underway now. Oakland basketball trailing 35-19. A 16-0 run by Blackman to close out the first half has given them a cushion. Oakland trying to climb back into this one now. Kiara House, Emily Eubank, Ansley Eubank, Shelby Gibson, and Caitlin Oliver. Oakland just content to pass the ball around front. That's your starting five for Oakland. Dangerfield, Bond, Johnson, Jackson, and Norris for the Blackman Lady Blaze. Starting lineups from Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. Oakland has managed to milk away a minute 5 seconds on the clock, and then they threw the ball away. And that's the 11th Oakland turnover.
Well, the shame of it, they wasted so much time, and which we're looking for a good shot, but then they throw it away.
Mimi Jackson has to give it back up to Crystal Dangerfield. Blackman moving right to left as we see it. Away from the concession stand here at Siegel from our broadcast station. Jackson down low to Bond, and Bond lays it in the hole. Jazz Bond with the easy bucket. She's got eight. House over left wing. Emily back to House. Now to Ansley to the foul line. Kicks it back out. Emily dives in there. Tries the underhanded shot. Missed it. Johnson with the rebound. Tipped away by Kiera House. Who else? But it'll be Blackman basketball. If there is a basketball somewhere, Kiera House is around it when she's playing defense. I don't care. Who has it? Jazz Bond to the high post. To Johnson, turns, spins on Gibson, and scores. And that was pretty good defense by Gibson.
Yeah, it was. It's just a nice soft touch up there by Alex Johnson, who's really having a good game.
Emily to Kiera House, left wing. Back to Emily for three from the right side. Swish. Oakland needed that in the worst way.
They missed their last seven shots. That broke a drought there.
A big drought. Now Blackman has thrown the ball away. Oliver steps in front of it. Oliver down the floor. And ball stolen away here by Blackman. Dangerfield behind the back dribble. Pull up from the left elbow. You know what happened. She nailed the basket. 41-22.
Blackman has hit their last nine shots.
Blackman is red hot from the field. 41-22. Three-pointer up and no good by Emily Eubank. Saved by Ansley or no? Not the case, and Ansley goes thudding into the block wall behind us. Exactly to the right of where the padding is on the wall.
They have really compacted that zone defense where they can't get the ball to Gibson at all, or Oliver.
Cutting through, Mimi Jackson from the left elbow, good. Blackman is just shooting lights out, man, I'm telling you. 43-22, they can't miss. Oakland trailing here with the ball. Emily Eubank, top of the key. Right side, House has it. House back to Emily. Between the circles, now takes it here to the right side. Pass to the far side to Ansley, over to Oliver, left wing. Looked over the shot, nothing there. Emily, top of the key, turns, spins to the foul line. Let's one go from the foul line. Missed it, got her own rebound. Back out to Ansley. To Oliver now. Jackson even looked at the official after running into Oliver, and apparently they've swallowed the whistle. House, foul line, jumper. Glides in there, gets the two-point basket. Kiera House with 6 points. 43-24. Blackman with 3:47 to go here in the third. Jackson flips it back out to Crystal Dangerfield. Dangerfield backs it way out here. Coming back out is Jackson, pulls up. Jackson got the basket to fall. And we've got a timeout. Jackson with 14 points. 45-24, 1 minute break for us, and we'll be right back here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Parents of student-athletes, log on to lovelessphotography.com.
Go online on lovelessphotography.com. Go to the online galleries, Gallery 2, click on that, and then they can find their player because they're in numerical order.
Alan Loveless says they'll be photographing student-athletes all season long.
They'll love the service, and they'll love their portraits.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and I can help get you to a better state. 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 895-2700.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you by State Farm Agent David Wilson, located at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
Kiara House with the ball. Blackman is 5-for-5 in this quarter from the field. Gibson back out to Oliver. Oakland has run into the Blackman buzzsaw so far tonight. Emily Eubank, the pick, down low to Gibson. Fadeaway jumper's good.
Shelby Gibson
with four. 45-26. Dangerfield at the left wing spot. Dangerfield takes it back over to the deep right corner. Finds Williams. To Angel Allen. Back to Dangerfield. Dangerfield, foul line, pulls up, swish. 11 for Crystal Dangerfield, and Blackman has yet to miss in this quarter.
12 in a row.
47-26. We're putting on a shooting clinic right now. 47-26 Blackman in the lane. Emily Eubank down low. Gibson, they're still pounding it down low, and Gibson with the basket. 6 points for Shelby. 47-28 Blackman.
Trouble for Oakland is you got to stop them.
Dangerfield drives. She's going to be hacked on the way. Both Jackson and Dangerfield had 19 points in their semifinal games. Their semifinal game, rather, versus Smyrna. Both have become very integral parts. Obviously, Crystal Dangerfield, a Miss Basketball nominee. 12 points for her. Alex Johnson with 12. Mimi Jackson with 14 tonight. Another one coming up from the DirecTV Binder Source free throw line for Dangerfield. Missed this one. Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call 815-1800. DirecTV by Intersource. Kiara House with a minute 48 has it. Gives it off right side to Oliver. 48-28. Blackman by 20. Emily Eubank, the three, in and out. Rebound, out of bounds, off of Angel Allen, but last touched by Kiara House, who tipped it away. Only one foul here in the second half so far. A minute and a half left in the third. Dangerfield takes it right side, dumps it off in the corner, finds Mimi Jackson to Bond. Bond from the left wing, back out to Jackson.
I don't know if we've ever seen a team shoot 12 goals in a row, 12 field goals.
KK Williams, she glides in there. This one doesn't count against the miss because she's fouled.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and think.
It's been a long time.
Sure, it's happened, but
it's very rare. To the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line goes KK Williams, the first toss is in there. Get all the same DirecTV channels that you would get by calling the 800 number, but what you don't get is local service. You don't get something sent in a box and here you set it up or go brush out your dish. Call 815-1800 for the best in DirecTV with local service. DirecTV by Intersource. Second free throw, no good. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Emily Eubank, top of the key, tries to spin down low, nothing there. To Oliver, right wing. Back to House, top of the key. They feed into Gibson, partially blocked. Now Emily Eubank for three. It's off the side of the rim. Rebound, slapped out of bounds. It'll be Oakland basketball. Oakland to toss it in. Oliver looking for help, looking, and finds Ansley Eubank. Ansley to Emily. Throws it over to House. She has to run down the loose ball. 33 seconds. Eubank, left wing, to Ansley in the deep left corner. Back to Oliver, top of the key. Oliver to House, same spot, pulls up for three, banked it in, no, it rattled, wouldn't fall. Rebound, Bond had it, Oliver put it up after losing the ball, she missed it. Rebound, Angel Allen, Oakland stolen it away. Gibson misses the shot down low. Rebound, Norris with eight, with seven, got to make the outlet pass and does to Williams with five, with four, with three, with two, bounce pass down to Bond, she hurls one toward the goal, missed, and that's the first miss of the quarter. 49-28, Blackman up, fourth quarter coming your way after this. You're listening to the District 7 AAA Girls Championship game on WGNS.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm Prep
brought to you by
Basketball.
Something. Yeah.
Brought to you
by something.
Yeah, a lot of State Farm agents.
Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Hilton, Monty King. Get to a better state with all of them with State Farm.
Let's see if we have any updates. Third quarter, after three quarters of play, Shelbyville 33, Columbia 29.
Whoa.
Foul. Gibson picks up the foul.
Here they come.
The championships are being played at Shelbyville. That's the girls' championship game in 8AAA. I think it says a lot about our district and our chances. Nothing against Shelbyville, but Columbia was supposed to be hands down. They ranked number five in the state. Hands down better than them. KK will make that. Mimi Jackson travels in the corner. Eight turnovers for Blackman. The district, or the region tournament, will be held in Shelbyville after the first round games, girls Friday, boys Saturday. But if our district, say for instance, sweeps in girls or boys or both, the girls tournament or boys and girls could come here back to Siegel next week. Have to explain that later in the postgame show. Kiara House has it now. House. To Emily Eubank, steps in, backs out to Caitlin Oliver. Oakland's being patient, trying to pound it down low, but this isn't going to erase a 49-28 deficit. Ansley Eubank, bounce pass to Gibson, tries to go up strong, missed the shot. Rebound, the pass made out from Bond to Norris. Norris gets it down low, right side, and Crystal Dangerfield backs it back out. I think Oakland, not saying that they've given up, but they're trying to force their will. They're trying to get the ball in the paint. Three-pointer by Bond, no good. Rebound, Ansley Eubank. Ansley over to Emily, drives baseline, kicks it back out. Oliver to the foul line. Pull-up jumper, no good, but there is a foul. And that will send Caitlin Oliver to the DirecTV Binder Source free throw line. First toss by Oliver is no good off the back of the rim. For the best in DirecTV local service that you can't get by calling the 800 number, call DirecTV by Intersource. 815-1800.
Well, in this game, Oakland went ice cold in the second quarter and Blackman got red hot. There's your difference.
Second free throw is good. Oliver with nine. And that's the first basket scored here in about a minute and a half. Down low, it's Norris, cuts through, goes baseline and scores. Micah Norris, fine pass, and I was blocked to see who that pass came from. in the lane. House too hard off the backboard. Rebound off of Micah Norris. In the front of Salsa Heating and Air postgame show, we will keep it here long enough to announce the All-District regular season team, the All-District tournament girls team as well. In the lane, there's going to be a foul. House going to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. One dribble, shot it, and missed it. Kara House backs away from the free throw line. A little disgusted.
3 of 9 from the free throw line, Oakland.
Mimi Jackson goes to the bench. Her night may be done. I don't know if Blackman's pulling the starters or not. Bond is out too. Second free throw will fall for House, who has 7. 51-30. Angel Allen to Norris, top of the key. Norris, double team. The Eubank sisters have her trapped. Over to Allen, stepping in front of the pass down to Johnson is Caitlin Oliver. Oliver flips it down to House. House gets it in there, off the left block, it's good. And a timeout taken by Oakland will take it as well. 51-32, Blackman up, we'll be back.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back to the action here as the Lady Blaze have the basketball and a 51-32 lead, dumping it down low, trying to get it to Johnson, and they throw it away. Blackman turnover. 5 minutes, 33 seconds left in this championship game. Oakland will have a monumental comeback to win this one. 51-32, Blackman up. Kara House, right wing. Out here on the deep right side to Emily between the circles. They pass around the horn. They get it over to Ansley Eubank. Now to Gibson, top of the key. Kara House has it now at that same spot. Oliver. Right wing, Oliver cuts through to the foul line. Nothing there. To Emily Eubank from right elbow. Shot is a little short. Rebound, Oakland has it. Gibson flips it back out to Oliver, and Oakland resets. A lot of time off the clock. This one blocked. Emily's shot blocked by Norris, and on the rebound, Johnson, I think, is going to foul. We'll see if it's Johnson. It is. Her second foul. Mimi Jackson and Bond coming back in. Angel Allen along with Johnson going out for Blackman. 4:43 to go in this one. Emily Eubank between the rings. Right side to Ansley to Kiara House. House burns it left side to Emily down low. Gibson turns, spins. Goes up, is fouled by Jazz Bond and gets a couple of free throws from the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. You know, John, they're not doing anything special. I mean, it's not knocking Oakland, but what they're doing is they're pounding it inside every time.
Yep. Well, you take away that streak where Blackman was just red hot. I don't know if anybody could not have survived that.
Well, they went on a 16-0 run.
I mean, you just can't survive that. That's
First DirecTV Binder Source free throw, no good by Gibson. She does hit the second, 51-33. The lead is 18. And again, like I mentioned, Blackman went on a 16-0 run. They've now thrown the ball away, or did they save it? It was saved by Blackman, and the Blaze take a timeout here, one that we will take as well. 51-33 is your score. Blackman up. We'll be back.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
The DirecTV by Intersource difference in two words, customer service.
DirecTV is the best television service available. We want our customers to have that, and we want to make sure that we do everything to make the overall experience great so they don't want to go anywhere else. They don't need to go anywhere else.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
Ace Construction is properly licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Kenny Bell with Ace Construction.
We have an A rating and are a proud, accredited business member of the Better Business Bureau. We're also proud to bring you high school sports. Good luck to all Rutherford County student athletes.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621. Online at aceconstructiontn.com.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue, and Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
Shelby Gibson with a basket down low for Oakland from the right side. 51-35, Blackman. Graytricks into the game. She misses a baseline jumper. It is out of bounds, I think, last touched by Oakland. I think they tipped it away. 3 minutes, 31 seconds to go here in the game. Blackman looks like they're on their way to claiming their first district championship since 2011. Johnson hacked going up by Gibson. And that's going to put Johnson at the foul line. She's got 12 points. Have a chance to earn more. This toss is good from the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. 13 for her tonight so far. Second free throw, good. Strip the net on that one. 53-35. It's been about this margin since the Blackman run in the second quarter. I know we've harped on it, but it was big. They hit like 12 baskets in a row. Oakland's basketball. House drives, cuts through right side, lays it in. Kira House in double figures, Oakland's leading scorer with 11. Dangerfield down the floor. How quick was that? And she lays it in the hole. Dangerfield with the basket. She's got 14. A one-minute break for us. Blackman up 55-37.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just want to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. Did you know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
There's more to helping patients feel their best than simply filling prescriptions. Reefsane Medical carries a broad range of competitively priced medical equipment and supplies for sale or rental. You get the best equipment for your needs by providing a personal consultation, product demonstration, fitting, and follow-up. Our inventory includes equipment for respiratory, mastectomy, diabetes, and of course, durable medical equipment. Delivery and setup within Rutherford County are always free. Reefsane Medical is located behind Reefsane Drugstore on Memorial Boulevard.
Kara House has the ball here right side. Let me give you a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 46-44, Shelbyville over Columbia with 16 seconds left. Columbia's ball. I'll give you the scores when I get them. Oliver drives left side, lays it up, misses the shot. Rebound, Blackman. Mimi Jackson in the backcourt. 2:27 to go in this one, which is looking more and more and more like a Blackman district championship. Remaining undefeated in district play. Mimi Jackson backs it way out near midcourt, flips it out to Norris. To the foul line, Bond. To Johnson for three, blocked by Gibson. The loose ball, Bond got the basket, and there is a foul.
Well, it's great to have long arms, isn't it?
Wow, she just got a present. They actually called the foul on Eubank. I thought it was, yeah, that's right. It was Eubank. Gibson blocked the shot. Chad Hibden has a little bit of a smile on his face, by the way. DirecTV by Intersource free throw is good for Bond. Completes the three-point play. Ansley Eubank for three from the deep right corner. No good. Norris with the rebound. And Norris walks it up the floor, picks up a trot, and gives it up to K.K. Williams. To Greatrix, who passes back out here to Norris. Minute 46. Bond looks over the shot, now drives from the right side, off the block, it's good. Jazz Bond with 13, 14 for Johnson and Dangerfield. Ball tipped out of bounds.
You know what's scary about all of Blackman's opponents?
What's that?
I think isn't Norris the only senior on this starting lineup?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know how many seniors they have on the team, John?
Two. Am I close?
One.
One.
Micah Norris.
Wow.
That's what should be scary.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. Matty Eaglin is in the game. Oakland also bringing in some other subs. Olivia Rogers is in there. Elena Smith. See if I can get any others. I know Patterson came back in, getting some district tournament exposure. Micah McDowell into the game for the Oakland girls. Oakland is going to drop their fifth game of the year, 24-5. Blackman improves to 27-1. Maddie Eaglin with 54 seconds. To McDowell with 50. Oakland just running out the string here, it looks like. Rogers. I would say they have specific instructions. Try to get the ball inside if they can. 38 seconds. You can hear the applause. Blackman girls are about to be district champions. From way out there, the three up no good by Olivia Rogers. Rebound Blackman. And they take the timeout to bring in subs.
It's a nice game. Brought to you by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. We'll take a timeout and be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers.
The timeout was just to allow some players into the game for the Blackman Blaze. Blackman went to the bench with 9 seconds, with eight. Want to make sure we get the end of this game, which is going to be a Blackman victory and a Blackman district championship to finish off their regular season championship. And the Blackman girls have won it all here in the tournament. Remain undefeated in the district. Still ranked number one in the state of Tennessee. And they do it in fine fashion tonight with a 60-37 victory over the Oakland girls. Again, the final tonight, 60-37, Blackman a winner. Blackman will be the number one seed. And I can tell you that Shelbyville defeated Columbia tonight, 48-44. 48-44 is the final as Columbia loses to Shelbyville tonight. I'll tell you all about what that means when we come back. Shelbyville never trailed. It was tied once at 41, but Shelbyville never trailed Columbia in that game. We'll come back and have more here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball. The Prentice Alsa Heating and Air postgame show is coming up.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home is family. That's why we know how to serve your family. Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want you to know that for well over a century, we have been serving families just like yours because we understand how deeply emotions are touched by the death of a loved one. Donnie and Eddie Ayers and all the Ayers family desire to care for you and your loved one with dignity and compassion. We understand you have a choice in Rutherford County, and we are grateful that you continue to allow us to serve you. We are your funeral family in Rutherford County at 893-2422.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations, scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
When you need a new heating and air conditioning system, who do you call?
I call Roscoe Brown.
For over 75 years, this area has turned to the experts at
Roscoe Brown.
That dependability that you've learned to trust for over 75 years is now available for plumbing and drain cleaning as well.
Roscoe Brown.
24-hour emergency plumbing and drain cleaning services.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air postgame show.
When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAlsup.com.
Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports Team.
And we welcome you back here on WGNS AM-FM. We are going to write down the district tournament team. John's going to do that while I give you some information here on the region tournament. We're going to kind of do things in a little different order here. Region tournament is now set with the region tournament games looking like this. District 8's number one seed will be Shelbyville after they defeated Columbia tonight, 48-44. Shelbyville, the number one seed at 19-11, will host 21-11 Smyrna. That's on Friday. The Oakland girls at 24-5 will host 14-11 Lincoln County. That's District 8's number three team. The Blackman girls, 26-21. Blackman 26-1, rather, I should say. The District 7 number one seed will host 6-24 Franklin County, the fourth seed out of District 8. And in the final game, it'll be two seed Columbia at 23-3 taking on Riverdale at 22-6. Riverdale and Columbia both state ranked, and that one will be at Columbia. So that's a look at all of the games that are coming up in the region first round. Shelbyville hosting Smyrna, Oakland hosting Lincoln County, Blackman will host Franklin County, and Columbia will host Riverdale. And that is a look at your region for AAA girls first round. We'll have a lot more online, by the way, WGNSradio.com/sports. All right, let's take a brief break. We'll come back. We'll jump into stats. We'll talk a bunch here about this game, the championship games, and much more. A break on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, and we will return.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Where beauty and quality meet.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got over 5,000 square feet of great music gear, over 60 drum kits to choose from, and many, many different product lines and great prices. At Music World and Drummer's Den, we've matched internet prices on major items, hundreds of guitars, one of the best inventories in the mid-state. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
Here's to the benefits of teamwork. Not just offense or defense, not just coaches or players. It's teamwork that matters most. Players coming together to make an incredible play and lift the team to new heights. First Bank understands the value of teamwork. Our banking teams work together to help you win in the game of life. We're more than banking. We're First Banking. See firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's third annual Bald in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 14th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved or to donate, go to www.baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back into the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show. Lots of stats, lots of information to pass along to you here. We also have our players of the game and such to give to you. But let me tell you about the all-tournament team. John Dinkins wrote this down here. The all-district tournament team, three from Oakland, three from Blackman. Shelby Gibson, Emily Eubank, and Caitlin Oliver from Oakland. And from Blackman, Alex Johnson, Crystal Dangerfield, and the MVP, Mimi Jackson. That's your all-tournament team. The regular season team, let me share that with you. The all-district 7AAA girls team from Smyrna, Brianne Alexander and Allie Bolton. From Riverdale, Shelby Davenport and Alexa Middleton. From Oakland, Ansley Eubank, Emily Eubank, and Shelby Gibson. And from Blackman, Mimi Jackson, Alex Johnson, and Micah Norris. The district MVP, Crystal Dangerfield, and the coach of the year, Chad Hibden. I want to congratulate them from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at toa.com. John, thanks for doing the hurry up, write down really fast kind of thing that you just did to get the all-tournament team.
No problem, and been a great tournament.
Yes, we'll do it all over boys style tomorrow. Time for us to take a look here in the Salsa Heating and Air game show. Fine photography, players of the game. Blackman had a lot of contributors tonight. Actually, Mimi Jack, Alex Johnson, and Will Dangerfield all had 15 points apiece. They just played great team ball tonight. I don't know that you can pick just for Blackman.
Well, I'm going to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I'm going to. Mimi Jackson hit one. It was tied. Or they were 2 points behind, I believe. Or maybe they were 1 point ahead.
17.
Into the half, I think it was. She hits a fadeaway two from downtown. And that kind of changed. I thought that was a big momentum boost for them. And then she was part of that run where they hit 12 field goals in a row. She was a big contributor to that. So I'm going to give Mimi Jackson just a slight edge tonight over Dangerfield, and Dangerfield was awesome, but so was everybody on Blackman's lineup tonight. So when you shoot 69% for the game, you really can't find. Jazz Bond really came on in the last quarter too. So I agree with you, but I'm going to give a slight edge, just a slight edge to Mimi tonight.
All right. For Oakland, I think it was Kier House tonight in this game.
I think it was too. She was fighting till the end, and I had 12 points of
11
points, and she was kind of keeping them close there in the early state or the later stages of the second half. But nobody can survive a 16-0 run. We'll talk about that in our next segment.
Yeah, that was a huge thing there. Loveless Fine Photography, creating timeless portraits for over 30 years. The official senior photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com for photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime. It's Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558. The Midas of Murfreesboro shift to the game, I think we kind of already talked about that a little bit, but a 16-0 run by Blackman, second quarter, was the death knell.
Yeah, nobody can really survive that. Oakland got ice cold, and Blackman just got red hot. You put the combinations together, it's just going to turn out that way. Never could recover.
Midas is your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs. On Broad near Northfield, trust the Midas touch. What about the Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success tonight for the Blackman Lady Blaze?
Hot shooting.
I mean, they were lights out, weren't they?
They were lights out. And they shot, 63% in the first half, 69% in the second half, just all game long. And I don't know if you could have put an NBA team up against that shooting tonight and expect to win that game. Oakland had a great effort. Thought they had a great game plan when they first started this game, and were hanging tough with them. But time after time, I mean, 12 field goals in a row, you just can't. I mean, there's no defense for that.
Mills Family Pharmacy on South Church, providing you with the best possible medical care. Family owned and operated by Dr. Chad and Rebecca Mills. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com. We've got to look at the final game stats here for you as well. Coming up, Rick Ensel, radio program straight ahead, followed by Kermit Davis. But a little more work to do here. John's got to look at the final game stats for
us. Okay, I want to talk about the first game tonight, Riverdale winning at 93-75 over Smyrna, led by 30 points from Alexa Middleton, 17 by Shelby Davenport, and 23 by Hannah Pendergrass. Too much for the Smyrna Bulldogs, led by Allie Bolton with 19 points. The final there, 93-75. And in that game, Riverdale shot very nicely as well. 55% for the game, 47% for the game, 26 of 55. Just a good night all together. Actually, it was 58%, 31 of 53. That was Smyrna, as I just told you. Six threes in that ball game and caused Smyrna to have 18 turnovers. They, too, had a run in the second quarter. That kind of spaced it out and led 26-15, 47-30, and 71-48. They win at 93-75. Riverdale finishes third in the district tournament, Smyrna fourth. And Brian will tell you where they're going to go and that kind of thing in just a few minutes, because the game that happened in Shelbyville has a big effect on who we're playing, who everybody's going and playing. In this game tonight, however, the team stats, 17 rebounds for Oakland, 18 for Blackman, 15 of 42, 36% for Oakland, two first bank threes, and Blackman 25 of 36 for 69%. That's only 11 shots they missed all night, 11. Now, that's unofficial stats, folks, but that's 11 shots they missed. They had two first bank threes. Oakland 5 of 12 for 42% from the free throw line, Blackman 7 of 10 for 70%, Oakland 12 turnovers, Blackman 10. So you take out that second quarter, probably be a close game, but unfortunately for Oakland, Blackman just too much in that second quarter and the first half of the third quarter. Team stats look like this, or make that individual stats. Crystal Dangerfield had 14 points, Micah Norris with 4, Alex Johnson with 14, Jazz Bond with 13, Mimi Jackson with 14, Angel Allen with 2, K.K. Williams with 1 for Oakland. Kaylin Oliver had 8, Emily Eubank with 6, Kira House with 11, Shelby Gibson with 9, and that's the round out the scoring for Oakland. The final again here, and this one, 60-37. Blackman Blaze wins. Those stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And now to wrap everything up in a nice little, neat little bundle is Brian Barrett.
John, here are the games that are coming up in the region, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's left. We still have more district tournament to play, by the way, tomorrow night. Shelbyville girls, the number one seed in District 8 after upsetting Columbia 48-44, will host Smyrna. So Smyrna goes to Shelbyville. Shelbyville 19-11, Smyrna 21-11. Our number two team, Oakland, will take on and host number three seed Lincoln County. They are 14-11. Blackman girls at 26-1 will take on Franklin County out of District 8. Franklin County is 6-24 on the year. And the number two seed, Columbia, at 23-3, takes on Riverdale and will host Riverdale, 22-6 Lady Warriors. One of those six losses was to Columbia. One of Columbia's three losses was to Riverdale. That's coming up all Friday night, 7 o'clock. Games played at the higher seed. We'll have a lot more on the region tournament coming up. Tomorrow night we'll seed the region tournament and also have the District 7 AAA Boys Championship game and consolation game. First game up at 6 o'clock, 5:50 airtime, will be Smyrna, the 5 seed, taking on number 2, Laverne. And in the nightcap, the Boys Championship game, Siegel Stars versus the two-time defending district champion, Blackman Blaze. 26-0 Siegel, 20-5 Blackman. Should be another fun night here at Siegel High School tomorrow night, John.
Oh, it certainly will, and that should be a great Siegel-Blackman contest. Seems like they've been squaring against each other for the last few years.
Yeah, it has been that way. I can tell you as well, for MTCS fans, the MTCS girls will travel to Houston County, the number one team out of District 10. On Friday night, the MTCS boys on Saturday, the 3 seed, will travel to East Robertson, District 10's number 2. We've got the 5A region bracket on our website at WGNSradio.com/sports. We have the region bracket. It's not filled in. We can fill in the girls, and we will do that this evening. It's on our website along with the district tournament scores and results. How about we get out of here only to return tomorrow?
There you go. I'll see you about 5.
Five-ish tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 5:50 here from the floor at Siegel High School. Want to thank our producer, Rafferty Cleary, back at the station for John Dinkins. And for all of you out there listening, we say thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm Brian Barrett. So long, everyone, from Siegel High. Until the next time we meet at the game.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Bud Morris, and I'm that State Farm agent. 893-1417.
Get to a better State Farm.
Sometimes money's harder to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and I'd like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Get to a better State Farm.
Prep basketball on WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Primetime Sports Team on WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps. And always at the game.